You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Woo! Here we are. What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's your host, Nicolai Gaona, and as Ding is for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210 tonight with my lovely co-host tonight, Bam, is in the studio.
Hello.
So glad he can join me. Camilla will not be here tonight. She's actually in New York.
Hanging out with Ronnie Jr.
Yep, hanging out with Ronnie yeah. out there in New York. And later, we'll have a special segment. My uncle, actually, Richie Gaona, was the trapeze instructor for last night's episode. So it'll be interesting to get his
perspective
feedback and
that'd be good.
How it was working with the crew and the characters and all that good stuff. So that was a not a great episode last night.
Yeah, I was...
I was kind of disappointed. It didn't really leave me with a really big cliffhanger, you know, and here and there would be some good parts, but it didn't grab me the whole time.
It did not. Being that this is the third episode, and especially coming off the high with the, they had the highest rankings for the episode two, it lacked. There wasn't a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. And they're focusing more on the girls, which I can understand if they want to focus on the three main girls, but we need some drama. We need something because, you know, the guys are now taking back seats. And so there was a couple characters that we didn't see this week for the guys. Dixon and Liam was the only two guys. So it's like, you know, bring something.
Mm-hmm. And all they really brought was, you know, Dixon dealing with his... You really hate that.
I really do. I just do not like it. I feel like it's... I feel like it's just okay.
It's dragging.
Let's just give him this storyline so there's not much for him to do, and it's just I just think it's a dumb storyline.
I mean, it's a storyline so Annie can get into this relationship. You know
with
what
this
I mean?
Guy, yeah,
with this guy,
yeah, because that's what it's going to lead up to.
Which I'm just like, what? What the heck else? You know, honestly, like, I was really just laughing throughout that entire scene because I'm like, this is so typical. Like, if you're going to give Annie, like, the spotlight, okay, give her something, you know, like, something that's more interesting, not so typical. And
her storylines change frequently, like, literally every season. Like, Silver's character stays pretty consistent with what's going on in her life. Mm-hmm. You know, Naomi is just a spoiled brat. And then Adriana, she's conflicted with the singing and, you know, stuff like that.
She's had good storylines,
yeah,
though.
She's had good storylines, but with her, it's like all of Annie's characters' storylines deals with the guy that she's going to be with for that season. Last year, it was the priest, but then there was a backstory with the other guy that she was with, and then she with the money, the inheritance.
Oh yes,
that was the only storyline that didn't have anything specifically to do with her.
And that was a really good storyline. Yeah. It was really interesting.
And she has this money, she has this inheritance, but we see nothing going on with it.
Right? Like, why can't she end up being like this fabulous, like, girl as well with the wealth, the money, and, you know, why
can't she have her own business? Why is she staying in Naomi's house?
Exactly. Like, why couldn't she go with the whole the charity?
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't that have gone a bigger and better way?
Yeah.
You know, why did they stop that from her doing that? So, you know, we were stuck with this storyline at the beginning. You know, I mean, it was nice that at the end, you know, Dixon
Okay, now let's talk about Dixon.
Okay.
So Dixon was in a coma.
Right.
And partially paralyzed.
Right.
And so the guy who's the other paralyzed
uh-huh.
guy.
He's just an asshole. Yeah.
Well, okay. His character basically says mean things to inspire him to realize that, number one, it's not his fault,
mm-hmm.
and that he needs to stop, you know, blaming people. And if he does, if he keeps feeling sorry for himself, that he'll never be able to get up and move. My only issue with that is, how long has he been in the coma, and now all of a sudden he's getting up and he's just being mobile and he's moving? Then you get up and then you have Liam carry you to the water so that you can surf while laying down, but you can't move your leg. What the hell? I do not like his storyline at all. I do not like it. I just don't like it. Stop laughing at me.
But Bam, because you're so right, though. The only reason I'm laughing at you is because you're so right. And you're really telling it how it is, because...
By Thanksgiving or by Christmas, for the holidays, he's going to walk. Hallelujah, he's free. It's like...
Like, you're so right, though. Like, that was things that I was saying in my head. I'm like, and now he's on the walker things. Like, how did he get on the walker?
And then there was no connection between he and Adriana yesterday at all.
No connection.
Nothing at
so
all.
So where has she been? Like,
too busy with Silver.
And I hate how they make those wheelchair comments. Like Annie's like, how could you lose, you know, your brother? He's in a wheelchair. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
He's probably out there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's typical.
Wheel off
yeah.
the cliff.
Yeah. That's typical of Naomi to make that comment. And so it was kind of funny, but because she only cares about herself.
Right.
But Tristan, I know you're watching, because you know how badly we want you to come on the show and recap.
Right.
So I know you're watching, but I'm sorry. We just do not like the storyline.
I mean, we love you as an actor.
As an actor and as a musician.
I feel like they should have gave you a better storyline.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He should have stayed with the whole DJing and music thing.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been great. But, I mean, that's mostly what I can say about that whole situation. I mean, it's really, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rushed.
Yeah.
It's very rushed.
Yeah.
I mean,
but good acting on his part,
exactly.
as far as playing someone who's, you know,
it's not his fault that he's now walking.
I'm sorry, we're talking over each other. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, we are. No, I mean, it's not his fault, you know, that they're rushing his character and rushing his like the steps that he's taking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's just a pet peeve that Dixon and Annie's storyline has taken a back seat to try to make Naomi's character the star.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, what we have, you know, with Naomi, I mean, before we get into Naomi, I do would love to say, you know, go on iTunes, rate us. We're loving your comments right now that you're giving us. Just go on there, rate us, you know, try to get us up into the top 10. You can go on there and rate other shows you'd like to watch and see. I mean, 90210 is one of the best, so, you know, you can go on there and rate. We love your comments. We love your feedback. So anything that you could do, you know, get our podcast and download. And just really, you know, we love our fans, and we're all fans of the show. So it's great to have you guys following us and giving us your feedback and what you think. So,
Don't forget to also that we have the podcast app, and what that does is it organizes all of your subscriptions. So all of the different shows that you have here on AfterBuzz TV, it organizes it. It automatically downloads it, so you don't have to go and click, you know, per episode. It organizes all of your subscriptions. So do not forget about the podcast app.
Right. Exactly. So getting back to Naomi, I mean, she does right now have the biggest storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the storyline to me, you know, it's with her and Max, whom I've always been a fan of. I really love them two together. They're total opposites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting into this, we were wondering last week, you know, what is Alec's character going to be like?
Alec. Yeah.
What was his character going to end up being? Was he going to be gay? Was he going to be, you know, trying to hit on Max? I mean, was he going to be...
Yeah, we were just unsure what direction he was going. And so, and what's also interesting is Naomi is so desperate to make Alec like her, which seems a little unusual for her character, because normally... Well, then she does like to try to do things her way. So in this particular episode, what she did was she... planned as if he was having a meeting with some big socialite old lady, and it wound up being her, and they were on this boat, so the boat takes off, so now he's forced to be with her. And I didn't really buy when he talked about how he grew up and he was rich and he couldn't, you know, people couldn't really understand him. And she's like, oh my God, you know, I was like that too, and he grew up in this one neighborhood and played and da da da. I didn't quite buy Alex's sincerity about that, because he opened up way too quick just after him saying, like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, basically he didn't want to, you know, be with her for this, you know, the time frame on the boats. And he kind of gave in too easy.
You know, I mean, now that you say that, I'm like, dang, like, I kind of get where you're coming from. But, I mean, at that time, though, I was really, like, thinking... I mean, he got me into thinking that that's really was him, you know? I mean, I didn't really think that he actually did get into it really deeply and quickly. I mean, the only time that I thought it was, like, going to turn bad is because Naomi was trying to do all these things for him to be his friend. That's mm-hmm. when I was like, okay, something's about to happen. Either, you know, we know how Naomi gets in these sticky situations. Mm-hmm. What happened? I did not think that was going to happen.
It was so random, because there was no kind of, like, you know, with guys Never. And girls, how we have looks that we give each other. Like, there was no look. There was no intensity in the eyes.
Right.
And he just all of a sudden kisses her.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs from it, and he's like, oh, and then he kind of throws it out there as if she knew that the moment was there.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw them kiss, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I really think he genuinely likes her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I truly felt. Like, you know, she was bringing back all these memories for him, and it was really sweet, you know. I mean, obviously I knew something fishy was about to happen. I just did not expect that to specifically happen.
And then toward the end, what happens is he was at the studio, and he opens up the envelope and he sees the photos that was taken of them hanging out together and the actual kiss.
Oh my gosh.
But, oh, go ahead.
I mean, do you think he's going to use it for, like, publicity, or, like, to put in the magazines, or...
If I'm trying to break up my best friend with this girl, I wouldn't kiss her, because now I'm jeopardizing our friendship. I would have another guy go after her and kiss her to set her up. I love it.
I know, like, you're totally making a really good point there, because now it's like, you know, why are you trying to do that with Naomi? Like,
so now you have to now wonder what's the true dynamic of their friendship between Alec and Max.
That could go so many different ways if you think about it.
And also what I found was interesting is Alec is also involved with Liam, because Liam has something to do with the paperwork for his contract with Vanessa.
Right.
So I do like the fact that Alex is starting to get into the mix.
I do, yes.
I do like that, but I didn't understand how Alec became a part of his negotiations, the contract.
Well, right. I didn't really understand in general where him and Max met, mm-hmm. because they didn't really show Max's development in his company and what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just got thrown in there, like, oh, now he's this rich person who owns this company. They never actually brought that in to show what he's actually doing.
Right.
You know, because from what we saw, oh, now it's his best friend. Like, where did this guy even come from?
Yeah. Oh, but you know what? I'm sorry. The reason that Liam came into the picture is because of at the reception last week,
mm-hmm.
Naomi volunteered Liam. So right. that's the connection. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I knew that. I was just thinking just the connection in general, like with him and Max. Like, we've never seen. I mean, it's just a weird kind of best friend thing. Like, I would say it's more business partners. Like, he's just about his business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But one of the things about 90210 is, you know, the storylines move really quick.
They do.
Just like when we talked about, you know, the spoilers for the 100 episode, how mm-hmm. the girl, the cousin, I mean, she came and she went, like, super fast.
Oh, yeah.
And so that happens a lot. Characters really come and go, just like the girl who was Naomi's emissus.
Oh, sister.
The sister.
Mm-hmm.
So and the girl who she was working for, her mom and the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So characters, they really come and go really quickly.
They really do.
You have to really pay attention because someone can go and come really quick.
And it's kind of sad because I like the whole... I know we're getting off subject, but Debbie and Mr. Matthew, was it?
Yeah.
I really loved their storyline
and
where
too.
It was going with, you know. But, I mean, regardless of the fact, I mean, this whole situation with Naomi and the fact that she's like, you know, I'm going to tell him first, mm-hmm. which I feel like, you know, something's about to happen there. Either it's going to go in the papers. Honestly, I feel like she's not going to tell him. I feel like he's going to find out before.
I don't think so either. Just because how when she had the conversation with Alec, she was like, I'm going to tell him. And she was like, well, I don't really know. Now, do you think that... Well, we'll talk about that for predictions if she will get with him or if she'll start to get catch feelings for him.
No, we'll definitely talk about that in predictions because that's going to be really, really interesting.
But you know what else is really interesting?
What?
At AfterBuzzTV.com, we have... a lot of great new shows for the fall lineup. And so what you can do is you can go to www.afterbuzztv.com, click under schedule, and we have a list of shows all Sunday through Friday of all the great shows that we have. We have reality, scripted, drama, comedy. There is something for everybody here on AfterBuzz TV. So go to afterbuzztv.com and please find a show and make sure that, you know, I got to do our plug. There's 90210. What else do you do?
The Real World. Right now, we're actually in with the challenge, mm-hmm. so you can catch that on Wednesdays.
Yes, and I do Scandal and Castle, and I'll be doing Vegas in about 45 minutes. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our new fall lineup.
Yay! You know, speaking of Liam, mm-hmm. with the whole Alec situation, I mean, I was pretty relieved to see, you know, what happened to Liam because I was really thinking he was about to be in a really big mess.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really nice relief seeing at the end that he was, like, going to come clean. I just didn't know how he was about to do all of that.
Mm-hmm. But when he finally decided that he was going to the police to confess, he didn't actually confess because when he said, you know, I have a confession to make, the cop
knew.
The cop
assumed
that he knew that Vanessa was not her identity. So as he was going to confess, he kind of stopped him from telling what he knew, thinking that what he knew, what Liam knew was what he knew as far as Vanessa had different aliases,
mm-hmm.
and that she's been a crook and she stole money and did all these things, and that being that she had such a high, she had such a big rap sheet that she was not coming back. So when the cop said that to Liam, Liam felt relief, like, okay, I don't have to say anything now because she has a rap. She's not really Vanessa. And so now I don't have to tell that she fell over the balcony, she hit her head, and now I don't know where she's at. So he kind of, the cop kind of saved Liam from having to tell that. And now Liam feels relieved as if it's over.
I mean, that's true, because, I mean, if she was to come back,
mm-hmm.
she couldn't do anything about it. Or if she goes missing, well, she's gone, she's missing.
Yeah.
So, to Liam, I mean, it was a good thing. I don't know if it was a great thing on his part, uh-huh. but it worked out for him in the best way.
But do you think that, because you know she's going to come back at some point. So, if she comes back, can he be tied to the accident? No, probably not.
No.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like her character is done at this point. I mean, if you think about it, from the beginning, we knew she was a con artist. I mean, she had all those different types of IDs. She never really explained why she did,
mm-hmm.
you know. And come to find out, we did this last episode. I feel like she. I mean, last week, I really thought she was going to come back. But this week, I feel like her character is totally done. Just because if she was to come back, well, now you're back. But I know you're a con artist, and so do the people. So you're probably going to go to jail. And if she is gone, nothing could happen to Liam because they just think she's gone. Or if they find her, well, she obviously, what's her real name?
Maybe she'll come back pregnant, or maybe she'll come back with a kid.
I hope not, because I can't have two of them. I can't have two Vanessas on the show. That's just not going to happen, okay? Or she's going to fake a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Knowing her, she'll probably fake it.
They had sex before she flew over the window.
They did.
Yeah.
We'll see. I really hope not. I hope her character is just totally done with, and like he can just move on. And I'm excited about this whole video game thing. I feel like he's gonna have some really good storylines. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like Liam's character is really going really well. I mean, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't. I'm sorry, but I think
whatever. Okay.
I do see something brewing between him and Naomi and Alec, and I feel something brewing. Like the whole acting thing, I'm kind of over his whole acting thing because he doesn't want to act, and apparently he's not so. The people think he's good, but he doesn't think he's good. So, you know, I don't know. So the acting needs to either be better or he needs something. And I'm hoping now that Alec is in the mix, I'm hoping something happens.
Or with him in Naveed, you know. Or even him and Silver. I mean, since she's out of the picture now, you know, we're going to see what's going to go on with him and Silver.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. I mean, I'm really hoping, you know, next week the episode's going to be just 10 times more better because they really need that. And hopefully it's the 100th episode.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not?
It's the Halloween episode. And so I think right now, yesterday's was, I want to say, the 95th or 96th episode.
Okay. So we still have some time.
Yeah, so we,
there's still time.
Yeah.
So this will be exciting. So Silver, I mean, we see her. This was kind of the more fun part of the whole episode, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to see different things. I mean, to me, it's kind of weird. You know, the whole, like, baby shower, happy insemination, or, you know, whatever it's called. I mean, to me, her whole storyline's kind of weird to me. You know, it's something I can't really get used to. I mean...
I agree. The storyline is a little weird. I know she wants to have a baby because of, you know, because of her...
the gene.
Because of gene and her situation. But...
I would have rather her seen, like, having a kid with somebody instead of it being herself. Like, who's going to want to watch her just be pregnant by herself?
Yeah. And...
I mean, let's just be real.
And Teddy is like... He only comes periodically.
And I would have loved to see him more.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see their relationship more. That would actually be kind of interesting, you know?
I agree, yeah.
Like, bringing his character back in and being like, okay, like, we're dealing with this, you know?
And does it appear that Silver is going to have a love interest or somebody who's going to take care? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Like, that could even be interesting, you know, someone stepping up to the plate. But then again, it's like, come on, you know? I don't know. So we had her and Adriana kind of going on this wild adventure. Mm-hmm. First, it was a movie, which was kind of like, that wasn't really crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, why start off with a movie? I don't know why. You know, and then it was her fear of flying, which she did the trapeze, which I thought was really cool.
I did, too.
You know, it was really a fun part and a really cool time to see her do that. And we'll definitely, after commercial break, we'll get back into that. I mean, did you really have anything you wanted to say about them? I mean, that was really pretty much it. Like,
it was. I mean, it was kind of cool. Adriana and Silver. You haven't really seen them hang out probably since season two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did make peace last season.
I love it.
And so it was cool.
Yeah, I'm really loving the fact that the girls are like... I love when the girls are together, especially like with the whole baby shower. Yeah. It's really nice.
And it was also cool when they were all at the beach together and they were reminiscing about, you know, that used to be them, you know, when they were in high school. And
exactly. I really love that because I really loved their bond back in high school. I really loved how they were all so close. And I love the fact that Silver and Adriana are like close again. And I'm glad Adriana isn't out of the loop. Because
they had her out the loop for a minute.
Yeah, they did.
And then Annie was out the loop for a second.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're all together and, like, becoming really close and really strong because I feel like that could help with storylines, too. So when we get back from commercial break, we actually have my uncle in the building, Richie Gaona. He was the trapeze instructor for last night's episode, so we're going to get some really cool details on that episode. So see you soon.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid co-workers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Yeah. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I have a special guest here tonight, my uncle, Richie Gaona.
Hi, baby.
Hey! So glad to have you here. Hold on 1 second. Can you hear? Is that better? I can't hear him. Sorry, guys.
He's in four.
So anyway, so last night was the trapeze episode, and he actually owns a trapeze school. Mm-hmm. So how did it happen? How did they
contact
you?
They called me up with the stunt coordinator, which is Greg Barnett, and I've known him for many years because we've done stunts before together, and they needed a trapeze segment. So they came out to the house, they looked at it, and the director came out and okayed it. And they said, you know, can she do the trapeze in one day? And I said, well, she comes one day just to practice, she'll be able to do it on the show.
So you have a trapeze set up in your house?
Yeah, in my backyard.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we do classes, you know, like 5 times a week, and we have done many shows. We're getting to do a show on Thursday for VH1, like one of those dating shows or something. They'll mm-hmm. come out and film. So we've had a lot of people come out there and shoot also. But this time, it was one of those things they asked us to move all the equipment down to the beach.
Beach, yeah, because that's where...
Yeah. So for us, that's a big deal to take down and strike this whole equipment and then set it up down on the beach. Mm-hmm. And so she came out to the house to practice one time.
Okay.
And she did it like 3 times, and she did really well. So I just didn't want her to do too much, so she'll get too sore to do it for the show. Mm-hmm. So we took the rigging down, set up on the beach. Took us almost half a day to set up because
wow.
of the sand yeah. is very tricky with putting all the anchor points in. So we set it up, practiced a little bit, and then came the next day and shot in the afternoon. I don't even notice the wind was blowing really hard. If you look at the flags on the show, mm-hmm. it was very hard to fly in to begin with, so she did. She had a lot of trouble doing it at first. I think she did it about 4 or 5 times. She actually did the catch, but mm-hmm. she couldn't get back to the bar.
Oh,
so, you know,
okay.
we consider it like a round-trip ticket. If you get to the catcher, you want to also return back to the bar.
Yeah.
So she was getting actually kind of frustrated. We were getting frustrated, but we knew there was a lot of problem with the wind. And I just kept asking her, how's her hands are feeling? Because your hands start getting really sore,
yeah,
you know?
Happened, yeah.
Just like any gymnast and stuff like that. No, she goes, I'm good. I go, you want to try one more time? And she goes, no, I want to really try to get back to the bar because she did it at the house, mm-hmm. you know? So we had Mercedes and Ruth on the board with her to help her a little bit, and they gave her a good bar on the last one, and she just went, I mean, she tried everything to get back, and she did really well. Mm-hmm. And everybody on the set went crazy, actually, because it was like the last shot of the day, mm-hmm. the last moment, you know, she was tired, and she pulled it off.
And it was so funny, because I remember when she went that way, uh-huh. and then when she came back and she leaped and did it, I actually got excited myself,
yeah.
because I was like, yeah, so she did it, so that's interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you watch, you know, like, all the stuff, we shot video and everything, mm-hmm. you can watch her getting so frustrated, poor thing, and mm-hmm. I know she wanted to do it because she did it so easy at the house.
Yeah.
But we had the problem with the wind and the time. It was getting dark, and they wanted to get the shot, but she pulled it off.
So how long ago did you guys shoot this particular?
I think it was mid-August.
Okay, mid-August.
Mid-August.
So it was
reset.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in October. It
we're
was
in
like
October.
2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of cool how they are still doing the episodes right now.
Yeah.
You had actually auditioned for the part.
Of all things, I'm a stunt guy, and I do a lot of stunts. So I'd rather fall off the top of a building than say lines half the time. But they go, oh, no, you need to come in and read for the part. And I said, the part that I need to do anyway, you know? And she goes, yeah, they just want to see. And that's actually right there. It's the part.
Oh, awesome.
And so...
That's
yeah,
you.
That's yeah. me. So we actually, I went in, you know, I had my girlfriend. We ran the lines many times, and, you know, I got comfortable just to say what I need to say, which up there, it's the same things I say every day in class anyway.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, so it was a natural thing. So once they, you know, they started doing it and filming, it was just me being a trainer, just like I'm always doing a trainer anyway.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's where, you know, she actually, the other girl, what's her name? The other
Adriana.
Adriana actually showed up in my class. She told me, she goes, oh, I was there at the beginning of the summer.
Uh-huh.
She took a class, just I didn't even know she was there.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and she goes, oh, I was at your class, you know, over the summer. So I get a lot of people like that. You know, I run into them, and they go, oh, I took a class from you, you know. And
do you have a website I could check out your classes at?
I actually, I've always wanted to do that. So I want to take your class because...
Personally.
Yeah. So you've done it,
obviously. Oh, she's done it.
Yeah, I've done it when I was little, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's awesome. I mean, you had an audition for the part, which went well, obviously.
It went well, yes, it
did. And so was this your first speaking role?
No. I did a movie Desperado with Antonio Banderas. I had a couple lines. I've done JAG, and we had a couple lines. As long as, you know, it's a few lines here and there, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
You know?
And working with the cast members, they were really great.
The cast members
were awesome. I mean, like, I know Greg Barnett, who's a stunt coordinator for many years, and I think he's one of the nicest guys in the business, you know. And the director actually was very nice. She came out to the house, and, you know, we hit it off pretty much. You know, she was very impressed with what we were able to do with her in such a short time.
And I mean, it looked great on TV. I mean, just being on the beach.
Well, it was a great place to put it. I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, we as... you know, we had other people flying there, and we were just like in awe of the place, you know. And we were taking pictures and videos, and we practiced a little bit, you know, because you never know when you're going to be back at the beach again like that.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are in Malibu?
No, that was done near Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Just north of Huntington Beach.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so we set up in the morning, shot the next day, tore it down, then was back up at my place.
Wow, so yeah, it's a long day.
A lot of work, but it was worth it.
And they were, and you were saying they were filming the surfing scene too.
Yeah, they were just down the beach, and what happened that morning? We got there. Our call time was like at noon, and we got there, and they say that everything was fogged in because the fog came in. So they got delayed, and so our thing was pushed back, and it was like just like an hour before sunset, and then we got to knock it out, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
But she was a trooper, right?
She was a trooper.
Nice.
That's really awesome. Yeah. I wish I could have met her.
I know, I should have told you about it, huh?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, you could have got an exclusive, but maybe next time. Maybe there'll be another segment where she gets to, you know, do to improve her. Maybe,
exactly. You know. Maybe another just scene, like, oh, I want to do trapeze again. So
bring us back. We'll be happy to do it.
No, totally. Well, awesome. I mean, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to get into news and gossip right now. You have some news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so... I want to give some shout outs to a couple of the fans. On YouTube, you know how you guys can go to YouTube and iTunes and rate us and comment and try to keep us in the top 10 or whatever. But particularly for YouTube, we had 23 comments for our last week's recap, which I thought was terrific. And so there was a couple people that I wanted to just highlight. She is loved. Says that she thought I was a great addition to this to the 902 and After Buzz after
which
show.
Which you are.
So I want to say thank you for leaving those kind words. But what I really liked about what she said was that she also agrees with me and she hates the Dixon storyline. So
yeah, I mean, you put a smile on my face about the storyline, so I do kind of like it because you really are hating about it.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with you guys both.
And then Black Pirate thinks that Vanessa will pop up near the end of fall season. Along with Black Pirate, which also JIHABITAN50 also agreed to that too. So thank you guys so much for leaving your comments on YouTube. But now what I need you to do is when you leave your comments to YouTube, now go to iTunes, leave your comments there, rate us, and so that we can get in the top 10. So make sure you guys do that. And the last bit of information is I have another spoiler alert.
Oh no, what's it is?
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
So,
spoiler alert.
My sources tell me that 90210 just recently shot a scene at the Playboy Mansion.
Lawyer! So what do you think is about to go down there?
I'm going to assume that it has something to do with Naomi, and she's throwing like a big party. They were there for 2 days.
Okay.
The shot took all day, and then they did like a rehearsal and set up the day prior. But she didn't tell. I just revealed that the person, my source is a she. She didn't tell me who the people were, but she said that, you know, they shot at the Playboy Mansion. It was a 2-day shoot, so
okay.
You know, so look forward to the 90210.
Will probably be a party.
Yeah,
knowing at the Playboy Mansion, it has to be a party. It's yeah. that big. Let's get into predictions, shall we?
All right.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
What are you predicting?
So, what do you... As far as Alec, let's just go okay. into to Alec.
All right.
He's definitely... I think that he's going to be more involved. And I think he's going to have a connection with Liam, as well as those pictures obviously are going to be revealed. And so, the question will be, how is it, you know, the friendship between he and Max are going to come into play, because that one of the pictures had to do with him kissing.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, so do you, I don't think that he and Naomi will get together or be, you know, I don't see that, but I do see some drama unfolding with that particular storyline.
I can definitely see some mixed feelings coming in. I mm-hmm. feel, you know, I feel like after Alec is going to do this, I mm-hmm. feel like he's going to regret it.
Yeah.
You know, and I do feel like Naomi felt like there was a connection,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I feel like that's why she was freaking out about it. But she's definitely not going to move on it because she is married now.
But I don't believe that I don't feel like she really, 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 really loves Max the way she says she does.
I don't think so yeah. either. I feel like she just feels like that's the best thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like now trying to play wife.
Yeah.
So.
What about Dixon and Annie? Okay, Annie's gonna get with a guy, mm-hmm. and Dixon will probably be walking.
Probably in the next, you know, couple episodes, we'll see him walking.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think him and Adriana are gonna stay together? I mean, we didn't see anything with this Taylor guy.
I'm confused. I don't really know.
Yeah,
but
awesome. Well, where can we find everything?
Flytrapeze.com.
Flytrapeze.com. Awesome. Well, check that out, guys. Go to flytrapeze.com and go take some classes. And I'm Nicolai Gaona. You can find me on Twitter at SenseiDRC.
And you can find me at Bam Erickson on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, have a great night, guys. Thanks for watching. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.